This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you. We'll get to the Conn Smythe Market, most valuable player of the NHL postseason, coming up in 20 minutes. All our bets for tonight, 40 minutes from now. A bunch of playoff games in the NBA and the National Hockey League. Can't wait to roll through the entire slate. I don't feel as confident in tonight's slate as I did last night's, but that probably won't stop me from making a lot of bets. We'll find out what Ken Barkley likes as well in the final segments of the show. 40 minutes from now, all our bets for the NBA and the NHL postseason. A little bit more, though, for now on the NFL draft. Closed last hour talking about J.J. McCarthy. Maybe he goes later than expected. Current draft position 5.5 at BetMGM. Juiced under -130. Ken, do you want to bet J.J. McCarthy over 5.5 based off the conversation we just had?
I think I am more likely to bet it now than I was before. I think I wasn't thinking about it at all before. And you were just, again, it's musical chairs. You're just removing destinations. He becomes the only quarterback on the board, and how many teams are trading up. This is the argument that you made last hour. Okay, if that's true, like there's also a flip side to that. Then like, if you bet his over, you're saying he's not basically like, it's a new bet. It's J.J. McCarthy won't go fourth or fifth. That's like the new bet that you're making, because two and three are spoken for already in this exercise. So then it becomes who does go fourth and fifth, because McCarthy is very prominently involved in the multi-way markets for both of those picks still, as being pretty likely as someone trading up to take him. Like, who would you bet fourth and who would you bet fifth? I mean, these are correlated. And then the question is going to be, if you think McCarthy is going to go later than fifth, is it better to just bet someone specific to go fourth or someone specific to go fifth that isn't J.J. McCarthy, because you think it's more likely to be one of those players?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. And something I need to think a little bit more about today. And tonight, and tomorrow, and moving forward. Adam Schefter tweeting moments ago, Ken, the Denver Broncos have just put out their official tweet that they've acquired Zach Wilson from the New York Jets, so the trade is official. Schefter quote tweets the Broncos tweet, and his addition to it is, Denver's new QB, Zach Wilson. Doesn't mean that he's definitely going to be the Denver Broncos starting quarterback, but it's an interesting, right, because does it happen right before we went on the air yesterday? Zach Wilson traded to the Denver Broncos from the New York Jets, and we had Eric Eager on the show, and Eric would have said Zach Wilson to be the Jets week one starter at -150. Eric knows what he's talking about. Doesn't mean Zach Wilson's definitely going to be the starter. I think I feel a little confident right now in just removing Denver from the equation of a team to trade up. Not all the way there. Again, it's just like musical chairs. I don't know where McCarthy's going under if this is the scenario that unfolds here. I don't know where he's... I guess you need the Patriots to stand pat at 3, pun intended, and then the Vikings could trade up for McCarthy if they're so desperate for a quarterback.
At 4 or 5. Right, and
Correct.
essentially like leapfrog the Giants or something in that situation. You could also have you were sort of in the exercise we did last segment, you hypothesize that the Vikings' amount of draft capital means that they would win a bidding war against the Giants for the third overall pick. So therefore the Giants couldn't get to three because the Vikings would get to three. Like, is there a scenario where the Vikings are like, it's too much, and they like the Giants do get to three? Because that's also how McCarthy goes under, is that that happens and then the Vikings trade up anyway for McCarthy at four or five. That's also how that could play out.
I think so. I have incomplete information here. Story of the NFL
Shocker.
draft betting season. Incomplete information, which is I don't know how the Vikings view JJ McCarthy. They've kind of like they put their cards. So like normally when we see this, I don't know if Eric put it like this when he was on with us yesterday. But like normally when you get a situation like this, when a team like puts its cards all on the table, like and telegraph what they're gonna do, like you know what it is, like you know who they're going to take. We don't
Sure.
know who it is with the Vikings. Is it McCarthy? Is it May? So like, I'd love to be able to tell you. Yeah, they would just trade up for JJ McCarthy. What if like they just love Drake May? Like then what? Like, then what? Maybe they stand pat at 11. I don't know what would happen then.
Just like, correct me if I'm wrong. Just because you said normally when a team does like gets the second first round pick and it's like, oh, they're gonna trade up and you know who they're gonna take. That I could be not remembering this correctly, misremembering. Didn't we like blast the Saints because they had two firsts and like didn't use them to trade up? Didn't they like have them and the speculation was that they were gonna go get somebody and then they didn't? Did that happen? That was like 2 years ago,
I
right?
think that did happen. Yeah, they took like, I think they took a lot. No, they
Like
did trade
Penning,
up, but
right?
they traded up for Olave.
Oh, really? I feel like why I feel like they like kept I feel like they didn't do something that like you wanted them to do or people wanted them to do. I feel like that
Tyler, it was with
happened.
the Eagles,
Yeah.
right? Tyler, am I right about that? That the Saints traded with the Eagles and they traded a future
Yes,
one
it
to the
was.
Eagles.
Yep. They did.
Yeah.
We didn't know that that's who did we know who that that's who they wanted in this exercise? Probably not,
I think
right?
that like I think like it was like rumored that they might like him, but yeah, if my
Okay.
memory serves me correctly, like that's what happened.
I was just trying to think of other like historical situations to just like prove your point or disprove
And
it
that was
of one way or the
22.
other.
That was the 22 draft, right? Because this was
Yeah, two
Olave's
years
second year,
ago.
this last year.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean you could be right. I'm trying to think of like other bets that would be impacted by this. I mean, do you have any interest in trying to guess like what the Cardinals are going to do or what the Chargers are going to do? Do you want to try to guess that they're going to stay? This was John's point when he came on is like, well, like what do you think they're going to do? He's like, well, I think they might just stay and pick this guy. Or I think they might just stay and pick this guy. This would also be part of like the McCarthy slide as those two teams keep their pick. And this is how you win over 5.5 is the Cardinals are like, nah, we're going to take Harrison or Neighbors. And the Chargers are like, yeah, we're going to take a lineman. And it's like, cool, now we're six and we win. And it doesn't matter whether the Giants take him or whether the Patriots are there or whatever. I don't think you have any more info than I do. Any best guess about what you think 4 and 5 are going to be? We can move on to something else.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Play out the McCarthy
Best
slide, right? I mean, that's part of it.
guess. Best guess. Chargers lineman. I'm not like willing to say it's going to be Joe Alt. It might be. Could be somebody else
Goodbye,
also.
Latham. That's Daigle and Whale both gave us Latham as like a fringy, could make sense there, first lineman. Huge price still. It's come down, but like it's still a really big number versus
Yeah, that was.
apparently the likelihood
Remember.
that it's going to happen.
Remember, I said yes. I was talking with, so like, there were two of the guys that I was talking with like yesterday before the show about it
Sure.
was like less and like I wasn't the one that connected the dots on Latham being like a fit to the Chargers. Just more, you know, like the market is pricing Joe Walt like he's close to a certainty to be the first offensive lineman. Like,
Minus
do we
nine
really
hundred.
like is that? And he's more of a favorite now than he was yesterday. So maybe he is just as certain to be the first lineman. And like someone knows that. I don't
But
know.
that's a, but that's but that's not something you can know because you have to know who would even make the pick, and the Chargers might trade it. These are the markets where it's like, oh, like somebody must know something. What could they even know? There's nothing to know. Like it's like, well, I know the Chargers love them. Okay, great. Well, they're not picking there anymore. Glad they love them. Yeah, just like a great. who cares?
Yeah, like you'd have to know the Chargers
the
love him, the Titans love him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You'd have to know like stuff that you're not going to find all of that out, most likely.
Right. I mean, even if you like the thing you could know is like, well, the Titans really like him at 7. And it's like, that's still not -900. The Chargers pick before you. Like, it's just, that's what it is. I mean, I don't know. I just, and then you also have like, if the Patriots flip with the Giants for 3 or 6 or whatever, like the Patriots are there and like, who are they going to pick? Like, there's picks before the Titans where you, even if you know the Titans love Joe Alt, you still can't justify this price. Even if you knew that they were like, hey, if he's there, we're going to take him. He still can't be -900.
I'll do like an impromptu top 10 right now.
Right now.
So pencil, not pen, although I will write it with pen because I don't have a pencil in my house.
Can I do the draft sound effect? Da-da-da-da,
honestly, like I get kind of turned on when I hear that noise. Like in a sexual
like,
way.
Some people like Sade, Barry White. For Dickens.
Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Great song, man. Best Sade song, Is It a Crime, by the way, not Smooth Operator. That's my hot take for the show today. I guess my other hot take was the Lakers would be winning back-to-back titles if the Nuggets didn't exist, but I digress. honestly,
you just snap your fingers. There's no more Denver Nuggets. They just don't exist.
Yeah. I believe that that's true. Like Lakers, if the Nuggets get picked off last year before the Western Conference final, Lakers beat whoever they play. Lakers beat the Heat in the finals. And this year, the Lakers would win the championship if the Nuggets weren't there.
The first one is a way easier case to make than the second one, I think. I think it would just be close with a bunch of other teams in the West. I wouldn't say for sure the Lakers would win. Last year, it's an easy argument, and they would play the Heat. They played them already. Like, they would have a huge advantage in the series.
All right, so for first pick of the Nick Kostos impromptu mock draft, Chicago, J.J. McCarthy. Just kidding, Caleb Williams. Pick 2, far be it from me to go against Herm Edwards, Brian Baldinger, Ron Rivera, and others. Jaden Daniels to Washington. Pick 3 for now. Let's go Minnesota trades up for Drake May. So now we go Arizona on the clock at 4. This is where I'm playing with having the Patriots trade back. Like, I think they could get really wacky with Belichick out now. Do I want to have the Patriots?
They were pretty wacky before. Like, their wackiness before was, let's trade down as much as humanly possible.
Or, like,
take
an offensive lineman.
Don't pan out.
Right. Take an offensive lineman that the rest of the league has ranked in the 5th round, and we take him to 28th. Sure. Cole Strange, we're looking at you. I guess I won't have the Patriots trading back from 3 to 11 and then trading back up to 4. I don't think I can do that. I'll have Arizona. Yeah, let's have Arizona take Malik Nabers here, 4th.
Blammo.
With this mock. Chargers at 5. Because I don't think anyone's trading up for McCarthy at this point now. I don't think it's happening. Chargers, J.C. Latham.
Cool. Your team gets Harrison?
Giants, J.J. McCarthy.
Woo! Marvin Harrison Jr. is the slider in this equation, which is ridiculous.
Tennessee, Marvin Harrison.
Harrison definitely at that point, yeah. They're Atlanta. A ton of phone calls, by the way, if that's what happens.
Atlanta, I'll go with a guy just for now, and I reserve the right to change my mind like as soon as tomorrow. Edge rusher Chop Robinson.
Chop.
Oh. 9th, Rome Odunze to Chicago. I think that's really likely to be wrong, but I think that's likely. I think Odunze is going earlier than 9th, if I had to guess.
So I just like John was kind of like not sure about Tennessee for him because of the slot thing. Do you buy that? I mean, it's a reasonable argument. I'm just curious, like, how you feel about that.
My guess is that if the Titans had their preference, they would take Nabers because they have 2 outside receivers. But also, here's the thing, like, okay. Like, his thought process is based on, and, like, it's not incorrect for 2024, that Hopkins and Ridley both play on the outside. Hopkins is also, like, 55 years old, and Ridley's, like, 31 now.
Right. when you put it like that, that maybe they like, it's not like the receiver. Yeah.
But it's not like the Titans or the Jets, where like they're trying to win like this year.
What's Adunze to go seventh right now?
Hold on. Seventh, Adunze is the second choice to go seventh, plus 800.
Yeah, his second choice, but he's 8-1.
8-1, yep.
Is that worth something?
But I have Tennessee taking Harrison in this particular scenario.
Yes, you do, which is very interesting, right? That Harrison would get to seven in this particular situation.
I kind of want to ask, like, are we sure
Harrison's
that
not even
would...
listed? Is he? He's not even listed on this thing on our screen. Mm-hmm. He goes his odds to go seven. That is he even listed? Like, is he 150-1 or something?
He is. I'll let you know in a second. He is 50-1 to go seventh.
So what do you need for this to happen and him to go seventh? You need. Vikings to three.
Arizona to take neighbors. The Chargers to take a lineman. The Giants to take McCarthy. Like, definitely not outside the realm at all. It's unlikely.
The Chargers are, I guess, the weird one there, I guess. Just because, like...
I'll say this.
Yeah.
Based off everything that we've heard about this draft and that teams, like some teams like neighbors more, if you played this out 50 times, Harrison doesn't slide once out of the 50.
And not even slide, like just to seven. And it's not, and it's not that he slides to seven and the Titans have to pick him. He just slides to seven. And then maybe the Titans get phone calls just like, hey, so this generational receiver is just like there right now. We would like to pick him. And I'm sure the Titans would be like, well, we have Brian Callahan and we want to run Cincinnati 2.0. We're actually going to pick him. Thanks, click. But like, yeah, you feel the offers probably at that point. I think it happens more than 1 in 50 in this situation. Yes.
Would Atlanta ever take a receiver? Yes, right?
Sure. Why not?
Maybe it's Adunze 8th. Unnamed edge rusher to Chicago 9th. Joe Alt 10 to the Jets. Oh, we're cooking. So we'll get back to the draft tomorrow. On the other side, we'll talk the Conn Smythe market in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.